Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Julius Malema's latest legal outcome has sparked a familiar reaction, confusion, frustration, and a big question: is he or isn't he going to go to jail? For many South Africans, it obviously raises concerns about accountability and whether the justice system applies equally to everybody. Joining us now is a criminal attorney, Ulrich Ruhe. A very, very good morning to you. Great to have you with us. Just getting straight into it, why did Julius Malema not receive an immediate custodial sentence?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, he was sentenced to 5 years direct imprisonment, but he immediately lodged an application for leave to appeal that sentence, and that application was granted by the court. So pending the finalization of that leave to appeal and the appeal process, he is not in custody. His warning to be released pending the finalization of the appeal process has been extended, and yes, accordingly, he's a free man.
So is this? Would it have been different had he been given leave to appeal the conviction, or neither of those? So had he not been given leave to appeal the actual sentence, then he would have had to have gone straight to prison. Is that right?
Yes, if he was denied leave to appeal his sentence, then he would have been taken into custody. One would have expected him then to petition the High Court and bring an urgent application to be released on bail pending his appeal. But his leave to appeal for his sentence was successful, and accordingly he was not taken into custody.
And is that common practice, that you have you can be granted leave to appeal the one aspect and not the other?
Yes, that is. There's nothing untoward about what happened in court yesterday. So when you appeal a matter, you can either appeal the conviction and the sentence, or just the sentence. In this instance, he appealed both the conviction. In other words, he is adamant that the magistrate made a mistake in convicting him based on the evidence led in court. And he also appealed the sentence, saying that the sentence is too harsh. She denied him leave to appeal on the conviction. In other words, she confirmed that she is of the view that a higher court will reach the same conclusion, whereas she did grant him leave to appeal the sentence, saying that there is a possibility that a higher court might come to a different conclusion just regarding the sentence. So absolutely nothing untoward about what transpired, and it is a normal course of events.
And in terms of the actual sentencing, some saying it's very, very harsh, some saying not harsh enough because they were the court was obligated to give him 15 years. Give me your legal thoughts on it. And reaction?
Well, there's no hard and fast rule when it comes to sentencing. Each case must be determined on its own merits. And the facts that the magistrate was required to take into consideration are Julius Malema's personal circumstances, then the severity of the offence, and then thirdly, the message that is sent out to society and the impact that the sentence has on the greater community. Now, she took all of those into consideration. And I think the fact that he is a first-time offender, he's never been convicted of any crimes before. He is a breadwinner to his family. He has numerous dependents. He's, of course, a leader of a political party in South Africa and a well-known person. I think those factors were all considered. But then again, you know, the court sent out a very clear message by handing down a sentence of 5 years direct imprisonment that our courts are no longer going to let firearm-related offences slip by. You know, it's a harsh sentence. Anyone who has spent one night or more in prison will concur that a sentence of 5 years imprisonment is a very serious sentence. And I think that the magistrate struck a fine balance between what the state requested and what the defense requested, the state was adamant that he was to receive 15 years imprisonment, whereas the defense asked for a suspended sentence coupled with a fine. And I think that the magistrate struck a fine balance between those two arguments.
How long is the next stage, the appeal stage, likely to take?
Well, he needs to file his appeal papers in the High Court within 15 days of being granted his leave to appeal. Then the state is required to answer to that. Then they need to wait for allocation of a date. It's all kinds of administrative process that needs to take place then. So I would say that his appeal will most likely be prosecuted in the High Court towards the end of this year or early next year.
So in reality, we are unlikely to hear very, very much more about this until that time. Is he considered he's been given the sentence. Does that mean that everything, all the implications of him being given that sentence goes into effect? In other words, does he have to resign from his position in Parliament at this stage?
No. Section 47 of the Constitution confirms that any person convicted of a crime and sentenced to a period of imprisonment of 1 year or more is automatically disqualified from being a member of Parliament. But the caveat to that is that all appeal processes must first be exhausted. So he's obviously now taken his sentencing on appeal. So that holds that provision in abeyance. He is free to be a member of Parliament until such time that a higher court confirms that the sentence of 5 years is the correct sentence.
That is where we leave it. Ulrich Roux, who is a criminal attorney, talking to us about Julius Malema, the sentence and the conviction.